感谢神，今天由我跟小莲一块跟大家分享信息。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. So I'm so glad today that Xiang and Johnny work together to share God's word with you.
好，那我们一起做一个祷告。
Pray.
阿爸父神，感恩赞美你。今天我和小莲弟兄。与恩典堂的弟兄姐妹们一起分享您的话语，求圣灵在我们的当中，求你亲自传讲你的话语。感谢赞美主，愿你得荣耀。这祷告不配，奉基督耶稣的名求。
Dear Lord, thank you, Lord. Today, Xiaolin and I we're going to share your words to all these brothers and sisters. Lord, please be with us. May your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
今天我的正道的题目是在《使徒行传》里头的第二章，是彼得的首次正道。
Yeah, the title of today is Peter's first sermon in Book of Acts, chapter 2.
谢谢教牧小组组长石金弟兄的鼓励。我今年主要以《使徒行传》做系列的正道。
Thanks for brother Sijun's encouragement. So this year I'm going to mainly use the Book of Acts for my series of preaching.
今天是系列的第三次。
Thirdly, the third of the series.
第一次我们讲到是在实际上是在书的这一本书的最后的章节，是保罗去罗马的海上遭遇。
The first of the series is on the actually the last chapter of the act. That is Paul's journey to Rome, his encounter in the sea.
鼓励弟兄姐妹们不怕风雨，要正视我们周遭的环境，不要因不利的环境而失去信心。
Encourage brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged, be disheartened by the hardships that are in our journey.
因为在27章的25节里头讲，所以众位可以放心，我信神，他对我怎么说，事情也怎样成就。
In Acts 27:25, so keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as He told me.
在第二次讲里头，上一次是大家分享的是顺服等候神的，等候主的托付。对不起，顺服等候主的托付。
Yeah, the second in my series was to wait for God in obedience.
因为主升天之前，对门徒的嘱咐就是，但这是在第一章的第八节里头，就是圣灵。但圣灵降在你们身上，你们必得着能力。
So in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem.
便在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Yeah, you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
在这讲里头，我们是鼓励大家定睛于神的国度，在齐心恒切的祷告中，继续等候圣灵的降落。
In that teaching, we encourage our brothers and sisters to focus our eyes onto the Lord and to pray earnestly and to wait for Lord Jesus.
耶稣升天后不久，圣灵受差派降临。
After the ascending of our Lord, the Holy Spirit was sent.
第二章的第一节到第四节经文，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一起。
So when the Pentecost came, all the disciples they were gathered together in one place.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人的头上。
耶稣 what seemed like to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest upon each of them.
他们都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话语。
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other language, other tongues, as the Spirit enabled them.
五旬节是逾越节后的第五十天，是犹太人的三大节日之一。
The Pentecost is the 50th day after the Passover. It's one of the three main festivals of the Jews.
这一天，耶路撒冷人山人海，有很多从世界各地过来过节的犹太人。
On that particular day in Jerusalem, there's people mountain, people cities, right? All around the continent.
当这些从外地赶来过节朝圣的犹太人面对这些从来没有出过远门、带着隆重的加利利口音的门徒们，竟然说起他们 的外语，对他们讲起从未听说过的奇闻：耶稣复活了。
So those visitors from all around the world were so surprised to hear those Galileans who appeared to be little educated to speak their own native language about Jesus, about the wonder of Jesus.
第十二节到第十三节的众人就都惊讶猜疑，意思说这是什么意思呢？
In verse 12 and 13, amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?"
还有人讥笑说，他们无非是新酒灌满了。
Yeah, and some, however, make fun of them and said, they have been too much wine.
换个说法，就是说，这些人醉酒了，这些人疯了。
In other words, they are drunk. Those guys, they're crazy.
感谢主，被圣灵充满的使徒彼得和其他十一位使徒，正是利用了神给的这个机会，开了教会历史上的第一个布道会。
Thank the Lord. Apostle Paul with the other 11 apostles, they just took this opportunity to spread God's gospel. It's like the first evangelical preach of all history.
彼得的第一次证道，使3000的犹太人信主，第一个教会即将诞生。
The first preach of Peter, we see 3,000 people, they declare they believe in Jesus. Yeah, and the first church of the Lord was about to establish.
彼得给的是一个什么样的证道呢？
What kind of preach Peter delivered?
37节的经文里头告诉我们，这是一个让人扎心的证道。
In verse 37, it says, this preach was cutting to the heart.
对不起，我没有把这个经文那时候幻灯没做好，对不起。使徒行传的2:37里头说，众人听见这话，接得扎心，就对彼得和其他的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
Yeah, so if you look at your Bible, chapter 2, verse, yeah, so when people heard this, the preach from the apostles, they were cut into their heart, and they asked Peter, what shall we do?
这是一个扎心的经历。
Yeah, that's a cut to the heart experience.
我们都有扎心的经历。
We all may have the similar experience that for something cut our heart.
讲一个个人的经历。
Let me share of my personal experience.
前段时间天气开始转冷。
Not a long while ago, the weather is turning to hot, turned warm.
室外的这个水管也要打开了。
I need to open the water pipes outside our house.
我们家呢是要用梯子到这个就是车库的这个顶上，要把那个开关打开。
In my house, I have to use a ladder to climb on top of my garage to open the water valve.
我太太、表演姐妹就想主动爬上去。
My wife, 曹岩 sister 曹岩 climbed the ladder about to do it.
我当然不会让她做。
Of course, I will not let her to do it.
但曹岩说的一句话让我很扎心。
But what my wife 曹岩 said hurt my heart.
他说：“你不在的时候，我这些事我老做。
And when you're not present, I often do this.
”没有尽到一个丈夫的责任。
So I feel so, I feel cut my heart. I feel I did not feel my obligation as a husband.
但是彼得在这里头讲的不是这么样的一个轻易的扎心。
Yeah, but what Peter told here was is different kind of cutting to the heart.
在英文的 NIV 里头的是 cut to the heart。
Yeah, in the NIV version, that is translating to cut to the heart.
就是说对心脏开刀。
That's like a surgery to the heart.
这就是说彼得的正道，教会有史以来的第一篇讲道，就是对这些进程的，但有没有真正认识基督耶稣的犹太人心脏开刀。
Yeah, that's Peter's witness is like in the history of a church, that's the first time that is like a surgery to those people into the heart.
对一个心脏科医生来说，这句话对我有特别的理解。
As a surgeon doctor, as a heart surgeon doctor, I have a really very real connection with this verse.
在我们进入真实正道之前，讲一个小的历史上的故事。
Let me tell you a short historic story.
我们现在都很熟悉心肺复苏，小学里头的学生都会做这个 CPR。
Yeah, we now, it's a kind of standard procedure. It's well understood how to do heart and lung revival, resuscitation.
但是早年的时候，心脏复苏不是这么心脏，不是心，不是胸外按摩。
But in the early years, the revival of the heart from failure is not through kind of outside pressure.
那时候没有出颤器，没
At
有
that time, we don't have so many advanced
defibrillator，yeah。
instruments, yeah.
受启发，受外科大夫的启发。
So it was a kind of get some ideas from surgeons.
要心脏复跳的时候，直接拿着手捏心，挤压
Yeah,
心脏。
so to revive a person's heart, actually they cut open his chest and physically press on his heart.
所以，在费城 （Philadelphia） 有一个医院，每个医生身上都带着一把刀。
So in the hospital in Philadelphia, every doctor has a knife.
等有心脏停跳的时候，直接奔上心脏开刀。
Yeah, if they found the heart stopped beating, they will open the chest and press on the heart.
彼得的这篇讲道，给我的感觉就是这样，直接开刀。
Yeah, Peter's preach to me is like really open your chest and press on your heart.
这个布道会没有什么开场白。
Yeah, this preach, there was no open speeches, open remarks.
不像我这个前言讲了半天，大家还不知道我要讲什么。
It's not like the long-winding open remarks, yeah.
彼得说了什么呢？
What did Peter say?
他对这些非常熟悉圣经、千里迢迢来的进城的这些犹太人说了什么呢？
What did he say to those people, to those Jews who came from far apart?
他直接告诉他们。
He just told directly to them.
你们不认识圣灵，你们不明白圣经，你不认识耶稣。
You don't know the Holy Spirit. You don't understand the scripture, and you don't know Jesus.
这三个直接的否定的不，难道不扎心吗？
The three big no's Isn't that person to your heart?
不仅如此,
it's not only that.
你们的无知, 就对犹太人, 还杀害了道成肉身的主,
not only that, your ignorance, because of your ignorance, you killed Jesus.
使徒行传二章二十三节里头告诉他，既按着神的电旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之手的无法之人的手，把他钉在十字架上杀了。Act
chapter 2, verse 27. The man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and knowledge, and you, with the help of wicked man, put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
今天我正道的内容是根据彼得的讲章讲述三个方面.
So today, my topic will cover three. Yeah, I will cover three topics.
认识圣灵，明白圣经，见证耶稣.
Yeah, understand the Holy Spirit, know the Bible, and witness Jesus.
十四节到十八节的经文.
So the verse from verse 14 to verse 18.
彼得和十一个使徒站起来高声说：“犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人们，你们这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。”
May you come finish? Finish reading. Yeah.
We have the
English. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll have it here. Then Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is not what was spoken by the prophet Joel.
你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到已几初。
Yeah, they're not drunk because it's just only 9 o'clock in the morning.
这正是先知耶尔所说的。
Yeah, which was, this was spoken by prophet Joel.
神说， 在幕后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们儿女要说异言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说异言。
Your sons and daughters were prophecy. Your young man will see visions. Your old man will dream dreams. Even on my servant, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy.
圣灵是什么？圣灵做什么？什么是圣灵浇灌？什么是圣灵充满？什么是圣灵内住？
So what is Holy Spirit powering? What is Holy Spirit living within, and what is Holy Spirit?
欢迎有时间来参加主日学，我们一块讨论。这个我们在主日学里头一般里头讨论过很多次。
Yeah, we discussed this many times in our Sunday school. I really encourage you to join us in our Sunday school.
从创世起初，圣灵一直在运作。
From the very beginning of the creation of the world, the Holy Spirit is there.
五旬节。 降临的圣灵给了当年门徒们属天的能力。Yeah,
Holy Spirit descending on the Pentecost day, it enabled all the apostles.
也开始了圣灵的时代。It
started the age of the Holy Spirit.
施洗约翰告诉我们，
John Baptist told us,
我是用水给你们施洗， 而且用圣灵给你们施洗，马太福音第一章第八节。
I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
在新约的时代，
In the New Testament age,
耶利米书第31章33节。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 33。
神给我们七个约里头的唯一的新约。
Yeah, this is the one that in the New Testament.
耶和华说，在那些日子以后，我以色列家所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上；我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. Can you move back, Jinzhou? I haven't. Yeah, I will put my law in their minds and write on their hearts. I will be their God. I will be their God, and they will be my people.
这在告诉我们呢？
So what details us?
圣灵内住。
That tells us Holy Spirit will live within us.
举个例子。For example.
Yeah, for example.
孩子们长大之前，父母总是苦口婆心地告诉孩子们什么是对的，什么是错的，该做什么，不该做什么。
Yeah, when a child grew up, their parents, earnestly, with good intention, to tell the children what is good and what is not good.
有一天突然发现这些孩子大了，再也不能用这种方式教育他们。
But one day, they suddenly realize, oh, the boys and girls are not really listening to them anymore. That way of teaching is not effective.
但做父母的都希望多年的这个努力能够在他们心中有潜移默化。
Yeah, but as a parent, we hope, we wish that through the years of our efforts, we may have some subtle influence into their character and in their life.
圣灵内住也是这样，神的道时时的在提醒我们，别忘了自己是一个基督徒。
Holy Spirit during within us is in a similar way. Yeah, it just constantly reminds us.
虽然你可能再也听不到父母的啰啰嗦嗦说，但是你身上的责任更大，圣灵在你的身上。
Yeah, although maybe you don't hear so much from your parents, from your verbal parents, but you know, you have a more higher responsibility. Yeah. So Holy Spirit shall guide you.
所以但愿我们时时有神，心里时时有神，时时有主的提醒以帮助。
So when we have heart, hold our Lord in our heart, we will have the help every moment from the Holy Spirit.
我很喜爱的一位Timothy Keller 牧师曾经讲过。
And like Pastor Tim Scanner's teaching.
很多人不信基督教的其中原因之一就是基督教的门槛太低了。
Many people, they don't really want to believe in Christianity. You know what's the reason? Because the threshold is too low, I think.
就是觉得只要口里承认，心里相信就行了。
Because so long as you admit with your lips and believe with your heart, you are a Christian.
不像我们刚才看到的这些犹太人，刻苦地遵守律法，过安息日，守各种饮食的规定，各种节气。
Not like the Jews who work very, very hard to follow every bit of the law and to observe Sabbath and to observe all rules of food and drinks and all festivals.
更不用千里迢迢，甚至用尽毕生积累的积蓄来到圣城朝拜。
We don't have to be like them to have to travel thousands of miles in order to worship to go to the holy city. Maybe they spend all of their lifetime saving for that.
错了，我们都不明白。
No, it's all wrong.
对于每个受洗归依主名下的人，圣灵已经居住你的心，你的心就是神的殿。
Yes, because ever since the moment we get baptized, we declare, Lord is our God, Lord is our Lord, Jesus is our Lord. Our heart is the temple of the Lord.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God said, Everyone who worship me have to worship me with the heart and Holy Spirit.
所以我们应该非常谨慎，
So we have to be very careful.
不要欺哄圣灵。
Don't try to deceive the Holy Spirit.
我们一切的时间、我们的金钱、我们的时间都是属神的。
Our time, our money, all belongs to God.
我们所得到的也是神的恩典。
What we got is a grace from God.
耶稣说：“这样，该杀的物当归给该杀，神的物当归给神。
So in Revelation, it says, "Caesar's." They replied. They said to them, "Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's."
”不要欺哄圣灵，不要用我们的手机来偷窃神的时间，不要用你的自作聪明。来掠夺神的财富。
Yeah, don't deceive the Holy Spirit. Don't steal God's time by your phone. And don't plunder God's treasure.
启示录里头，主对七个教会的七次呼唤。
In Revelation, the Lord calls seven times to the seven churches.
2:11里头。告诉我们，
Yeah, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 11.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，并告诉我们，得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
Whoever have ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who is victorious, will not be hurt at all by the second death.
不要欺哄圣灵。
Don't deceive the Holy Spirit.
下一个，彼得利用先知耶尔的话，巧妙的回拨了，也解释了关于圣灵的疑问。
Pete used the prophet Yours book to reply to those people, those Jews who have questions about the Holy Spirit.
话锋一转，直接进入主题。
Yeah, he just directed to the point.
巧妙严谨的应用了犹太人非常熟悉的大卫王的关于弥赛亚的诗篇。
Peter graciously and very logically and clearly used the psalm that the Jews are very, very familiar.
在第25到第35的节里头，彼得紧凑地应用了大卫的四篇不同的诗篇。
In verse 25 to 28, Peter used those verses.
讲述了得胜的耶稣，他必复活，必坐宝座，他必赐圣灵，他必得荣耀。
Yeah, he said that the victorious Jesus, he would sit on the throne, he will be glorified, he will be king.
使徒彼得，我们都非常熟悉他爽快的个性。
We know Peter, his personality, right? He's very frank, very straight.
那今天他马不停顿，一环又一环的把四个预言诗极有逻辑的巧妙的融合在一起。
Step by step, I mean, he never stopped like a running horse, never stopped for a pause. Yeah, he very logically, very skillfully to tell the four prophecies. of the prophets.
无懈可击的向这些敬畏神、寻求神的人、犹太人宣告。
Yeah, it's a basically impeccable, perfectly presented and proclaimed what is written.
耶稣复活，耶稣是。
Jesus is alive. Jesus resurrected, and Jesus is the Lord.
彼得的手术刀又快又准。Peter's
knife, Peter's surgeon knife, is sharp and precise.
但这一次切的不是耳朵，而是直奔心脏去。But
this time it's not cutting off the ear, right? But really to the heart.
就像希伯来书里头，第四章十二节里头告诉我们。
It's like in the book of Hebrews 10, verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、五节与骨髓都能视入、拨开，连心中的意念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This first disciple of Jesus, he finally graduated. He turned his beautiful graduation thesis to Lord Jesus.
在学习彼得的这篇讲道时，让我对彼得这位大弟子有重新的认识。
Yeah, Peter's this preaching is really let me kind of re-know him.
我们都认为彼得是加利利的渔夫，性格直爽、豪爽、很情绪化。
Yeah, people think Peter was a fisherman from Galilee. He's straight, he's frank. He's generous.
似乎他的教育程度也不高，与从小受到严格律法教育的保罗相比，相差甚远。
He was little educated compared to Paul, who is strictly educated and well educated in a fine system. Peter is really low, yeah.
保罗一旦信主，马上就在 过会堂里头宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。Paul,
once he believed in Jesus, then he preached, right? Then he declared that Jesus is the Son of God.
但我们看到彼得的时候，真是有点恨铁不成钢的感觉。Initially,
when we saw Peter, what he did, what he, we feel, we really. Hate, why the steel is not turning to why I am not turning into steel?
也许我们错了。Maybe
we're wrong.
彼得三年的时间就交上了精美的毕业论文。It
just took only 3 years for Peter to turn in his beautiful graduation paper.
保罗被主基督耶稣逆转以后。
After Paul's encounter with Jesus in that big miracle, the vision.
整整被主写藏了将近10年之久。
He was hidden by the Lord for 10 years.
在阿拉伯的旷野，家乡的大鼠，甚至到了三重天，一直受主的信念，才出山报。彼得就用了3年。
Paul was put into the wilderness of Arab. And maybe also some years in his home, Damascus, and even raised up to the three level high sky by the Lord to train him.
这也不是40天以前的彼得了。But
Peter, he didn't take that took that long. Now after 40 days, it's not the same Peter anymore.
为什么判若两人40天之内?
Why, I mean, from he betrayal of Jesus, only 40 days, why he totally changed?
很简单,
It's actually it's quite simple.
彼得和门徒们遇上了复活的主基督耶稣。
Peter and along with other disciples, they made Jesus after resurrection. He made the revived Jesus.
生命从此不一样。
Their life totally transformed.
他和保罗一样，成了主手中的精品杰作。
He became God's soldier, the best soldier, same as Paul, and he became a masterpiece.
活的不再是彼得，不再是保罗，是耶稣。
What live is not really Peter or Paul, it is Jesus himself.
彼得和门徒们向我们见证了怎样才能明白圣经神的道。
Peter, along with other disciples, witness to us, give us their witness how to witness God's words.
要真正明白神的道，必须遇上复活的耶稣。你必须用全新的生命去理解神的道。
In order for us to really know Jesus, we have to meet Jesus, the Jesus who is alive.
路加福音二十四章十三到十六节里头，两位门徒碰上了复活的耶稣。
In Luke, two disciples met Jesus after his resurrection.
十六节里头只是说，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他就是耶稣。
So,
16.
Yeah, but they were kept from recognizing him. Even they met him, but they cannot recognize him.
Yeah. 25节，耶稣对他们说。
Yeah, in verse 25, Jesus said to them,
无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心陷得太迟钝了。
How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophet has spoken.
基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Did not Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
27节，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指自己的话，都给他们讲解明白。
And Jesus, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all scriptures concerning himself.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，
dear brothers, sisters, and friends,
但愿我们不但有一颗火热的心来学习神的话语，更重要是要常常与主亲近，更加明白圣经，让我们的生命得改造。
May we not only longing for God's word, try to understand His word, but really to train ourselves to be close to Jesus, to walk with Him.
彼得和门徒们不单向我们见证了改变的生命，如何能够帮助我们理解圣经，明白圣灵。
Peter, he not only showed us how to be like Jesus.
更重要的是用生命见证了耶稣。
But the most important thing is to really witness Jesus himself to use our life.
圣灵来要见证耶稣，圣经见证耶稣。
The Holy Spirit is showing witness Jesus. The Holy Scripture also is telling us about Jesus.
生命被改变了，十二位门徒，十二位使徒遵从主的命令，一起见证耶稣。
The 12 disciples were transformed by Jesus. They witnessed, give a great witness of Jesus.
经文里头这么告诉我们，在第二章第十四节里头。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 14, it tells us,
彼得和十一个使徒站起，
Then Peter stood up with the 11.
在32节里头, 他说, 这耶稣, 神已经叫他复活了, 我们都为这事做见证。
Yeah, in verse 32, God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it.
第4章的13节里头, 他们见彼得、约翰的胆量, 又看见他们原是没有学问的小民就稀奇, 认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
In verse 13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that this man had been with Jesus.
在这个关键的历史的时刻,
At this critical moment in history,
彼得和11个使徒同时站起,
Peter, along with the other 11 disciples, stood up.
这句话我不知道读了多少遍，永远给我一副壮丽的图画。
I don't know how many times I read this few words.
你明白?
Peter and the 11 apostles stood up.
你明白吗? 就在那一瞬间, 基督教会起来了。
Do you understand? From that moment, Jesus' church stand up.
而且永远站立。
And he stand up forever.
从此，各种的迫害、撒旦的攻击、死亡的权势，再也不能让主的身体、教会倒下。Yeah,
from then on, the Church of Christ rose up and will forever stand. From now on, all kinds of persecution, Satan's attacks, and the power of this can no longer make it fail.
彼得和11个使徒站起，这是一个无法用钢铁长城来形容的。
Peter and the 11 apostles stood up. This cannot be described as a great wall of steel.
他不单站在耶路撒冷,
because it does not just stand at Jerusalem.
神的子民必将站在万国之地,地极的过处。
The sons of God were standing all nations to the ends of the earth.
彼得和11个使徒站起,
Peter and the 11 apostles stand up.
是历史性的宣告,
It's a historical proclamation.
是生命的见证,
It's a testament of life.
这见证不是正道,
It's not a preaching.
是信道,
It's a martyrdom.
这是一个主继承了、继续了主耶稣对父神的见证。
It continues the witness of Jesus to the Father with thousands of crosses.
是千千万万数不尽的十字架的耸立。
Yeah, with thousands of crosses raised up to witness Jesus Christ.
有一个传道人说,
Yeah, a preacher once said,
现在的讲道很难扎听众的心。
And now the sermons are very difficult to touch the hearts of the audience.
本来是扎讲道人的心。
Instead, it depresses the hearts of the preachers.
愿彼得的这正道不单扎听众的心，也扎讲道人的心。
Yes, it is true. The person standing on the podium, is deeply moved.
多少号称主的教会，已经背离了主的真道，不再大胆传扬复活的耶稣。
Now, many churches claiming to be belonging to the Lord have deviated from the true path.
只讲十字架的爱和牺牲是不够的。
They no longer boldly proclaim the resurrected Jesus. They only talk about love and sacrifice, but that's not enough.
复活的耶稣是主，主必再来，必掌管，必审判这世界。
The risen Jesus is the Lord. He will come again, he will rule, and he will judge the world.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们尊主为大，以基督的心为心，活出基督，见证基督。
Brothers and sisters and friends, may we honor the Lord, live with the heart of Jesus, and bear witness to Christ.
那我们一起做结束祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，感谢你赐下圣经。
Dear Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit, Holy Scripts.
虽然这是2000多年前彼得对犹太。